This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 196 for Wednesday, December 20th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market regained some strength on Wednesday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were up. However, crude oil made small gains and Chicago soy oil was slightly lower. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract was up $5.40 per ton at $648.30, while the March contract was up $5.30 per ton at $661.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.071 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended December 15th, down 3,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks increased by 806,000 barrels at 22.9 million. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his estimate for 2023-24 Argentine corn production by 1 million tons at 53 million, 19 million more than the previous year's harvest. Brazil has overtaken the U.S. as China's number one supplier of corn for 2023, with 40% of China's 22.18 million tons coming from the South American country. U.S. corn made up 29% of the total. In November, Brazilian corn imports totaled 3.22 million tons. The March corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.70. Chinese soybean imports from Brazil in November were more than doubled from 1 year ago at 5.29 million tons. However, U.S. soybean imports were down 30% to 2.3 million. This calendar year, Brazil shipped 64.97 million tons of soybeans to China, up 25% from last year, while the U.S. sent 20.36 million, down 8%. Brazil will increase its domestic biodiesel blend rate from 12 to 14% in March and then to 15% in 2025. The country will also suspend biofuel imports. European Union soybean imports so far in 2023-24 were steady compared to the previous year at 5.17 million tons as of December 17th, while soy meal imports were down 11% at 6.83 million. The January soybean contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.08, while the March contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.16. Analysts projected that winter wheat acres in the U.S. could be between 2 million to 3 million fewer than last year, prior to the release of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates on January 12th. Argus Media projected French soft wheat area to be 4.24 million hectares, its lowest level since 2000 due to heavy rains. Egypt has reportedly booked 480,000 tons of Russian wheat via international tender. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.25. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.19. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.